Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'd like to welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call, bringing inspiration to you from Stockton, California, in beautiful Central California. Many people call it Northern California. In reality, it's Central California. I'm calling you right outside of the city by the bay, San Francisco. I live in the beautiful San Joaquin Valley, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call, year number 19. I just crossed my anniversary just 2 weeks ago of hosting this call for 19 consecutive years. I've only missed one call. That's because Christmas night fell on the night of this call. I take that back, two calls, and I had one technical difficulty. So for 19 years, I've been delivering inspiration and also bringing great guests to you on this call. On Tuesday, October 4th, I will have Susan Sly, the highly inspired, exceptional mompreneur, entrepreneur, philanthropist, author of the best-selling book, Organize Your Life, along with many products and services, benefits, and features. She'll be bringing her first-class inspiration to our call next Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Time. 2 weeks after that, on October 18th, I have the distinct privilege of hosting Dr. Joe Dispenza. Dr. Joe has been a friend of mine for a number of years and someone I'm privileged enough to be able to bring to this call for you. Dr. Joe has a very, very productive schedule, and we're honored that he would be able to share some space with us on this call. I will also be doing an event with Alexis Romano April 15th. Tickets are available on my website, goldenmastermind.com. That is April 15th, Dr. Joe Dispenza with myself and Alexis Romano. That is 2017. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and move directly into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have an exceptional call for you tonight, a topic that I haven't covered in many years, how to live in your power and also how to stop giving your power away. This Saturday, I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Jeremy Engel, the triathlete himself, exceptional friend, Kansas City homeboy who now lives in Milwaukee, is hosting me for the first time in Milwaukee since 2010. So that's going to be a fabulous event. October 8th, I'll be in Long Island, New York. Kelly Bartoletti and Joy Schoenholtz consistently bring me to Long Island. That is this Saturday, October 8th. That will be my last trip to Long Island. Usually I do an event in December. There was no space available in the hotel, so it'll be Saturday, October 8th. Columbia, South Carolina. My exceptional friend, Carlotta Davis, is bringing me back to Columbia for the second time. I've been speaking in Columbia since 2012, and I want to thank Carlotta, Bridget Bartley, and Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner for bringing me to that event. Saturday, October 22nd, first time ever, Tampa, Florida. That will be an exceptional event. I get to share the day with C.G. Siddons, and that will be a fabulous event. I've had some great events with C.G. over the years, and she and I will be collaborating on Saturday, October 22nd, as I said, the first time ever for me. One of the most beautiful places I will speak in 2016 will be Missoula, Montana. Kayla Johnson is bringing me to Missoula that day, October 29th. If you've ever seen the movie River Runs Through It, some of that movie was filmed in and around Missoula, Montana. On November 12th, I'll be in Dallas, Texas for the first time in several years. November 19th, Don Ferrantino and I will be sharing the stage together in Weehawken, New Jersey. Don tomorrow, and I want to give Don a shout out. Don is speaking at the John Maxwell event tomorrow, and she also has a brand new book come out that I will have the privilege of being able to promote for her. Don is a first-class woman and a great friend. December 3rd, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Ryan Graham from Birmingham, Alabama, will be hosting that event with me. That is in Atlanta. It will be a fabulous event at the Marriott right at the airport. And I will end the calendar year 2017 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on the beach. That's a beachfront property at the Westin Hotel, a fabulous property. January 21st, I'll be in Los Angeles. January 28th, I'll be in New Orleans. Zach and Stephanie DeRocher, thank you very much. February 4th, I just booked Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and in March, I will also be in Baltimore for the first time in 2 years. Madeline Brown and Marianne Snyder, absolutely are going to set the stage for me in Baltimore in March. And with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I also want to thank Abby O'Neill for a first-class event that she hosted in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Now, I have never been in that area of New England. That area was breathtaking, so I'm looking forward to going back there in the spring. I want to thank Abby, Mike, and Joanna Calvacanti, who put together a first-class event, great attendees, and I absolutely love all of you who bring your team, friends, clients, collaborators, teammates to the events. It absolutely makes the events what they are, and I provide the inspiration, so thank you very much. If you have not taken advantage of any of my free 15-minute coaching sessions, you're a first-time caller on tonight's call, feel free to call me or inbox me. You may call me directly after this call, 209-932-0227. You can also send me an inbox with your phone number and what you are seeking from me in a 15-minute coaching evaluation. I've been coaching for 19-plus years, 60,000 one-on-one hours. On any given year, I'll coach 2,650 hours. And I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list. With that, I will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. The topic of tonight's call is Living in Your Power. The subtitle is Learning to Let Go of Giving Your Power Away. Now, I want to start with that specific point there. When you give your power away, when you live in guilt, shame, overwhelmed feelings, or in doubt, any multitude of emotions that keep you in anxiety or fight or flight, you give your power away. When you live in your head, when you have a story about what your friends are going to think, or about what someone else is going to say, or who's going to judge you, that old story can be overwhelming. You also are giving your power away. When you have been violated, abandoned, neglected, or you hold on to a story of how people have hurt you or whatever they have done to you, when you hold on to that story, you give power and credence to that story, and that story that you hold on to tends to lead to avoidance tendencies. If you're a chronic starter, a chronic avoider, that will lead to procrastination tendencies that keep you safe, keeps you from being responsible, it keeps you from failing, and most importantly, it keeps you disappointed. Now, if you're on this call tonight and you are seeking to be in your power, live your truth, or start to be genuine, authentic, or any synonym of any words that would reference being here and being now, that's what this call is dedicated to. But if you spend a great deal of your time living by winging it, just getting by, being a chronic underachiever, an under-earner, and you're in a business that you seek to change your direction, then you're on the right place at the right time, but you must also be able to capitalize on the content. Knowledge is not power. Application of a thought, application of an idea that you can monetize, turn into a result, is what will give you power. When you start to live in your power, you're letting go of your anxieties. Power is not physical. Power is emotional. When you start to live in power, then you no longer live in an overwhelmed, emotionally addicted state. You're present much more frequently. Power stands alone. Power does not require any outside source. Power is your belief. The power of your belief is your sense of certainty. But when you live in uncertainty, then you're not sure, you're overwhelmed, but most specifically, you're in a place called doubt. A large percent of society spends a great deal of their time controlling the control that keeps them in doubt. Doubt is a very safe endeavor for a large percent of society. It keeps the foot on the boat and the foot on the dock. Unfortunately, a large percent of society resides there, lives there, stays overwhelmed there, tiptoes quietly through life, arrives at their grave safely, living the greatest anxiety, the pain of regret. Now, if you're on this call tonight and you are committed and you're beyond interested and you moved into serious, you own a business from the comfort of your home, you're in real estate, the mortgage industry, insurance, network marketing, direct sales, intellectual property, internet marketing, then any one of those endeavors will give you the opportunity to create the leverage. But you must also be real about what that really means. What it really means is that if you own a business, it's going to require effort. There's a great myth that many corporate Americans have. They believe in this myth that owning a business gives them freedom. Owning a business gives you, if you are fortunate enough to be structured by a good accountant or a tax professional, then you will have an EIN number, an employee identification number. Now, if you have that number, then you're going to be the president and the CEO of your S corporation, your C corporation, your LLC, your limited liability corporation. So what that gives you is the opportunity to create what the free market will bear in free enterprise. And to be able to do that, you have to access your power, which includes the skills, habits, and mindset of your chosen endeavor and your chosen vocation. That means that you must be disciplined emotionally and physically. The physical discipline that you will have to be able to do is overcome a lot of the stories that you tell yourself that keep you approaching and avoiding. You'll have to physically be able to avoid the refrigerator. Now, that will take willpower, but you'll also have to change the path that leads to your anxiety, which leads to the refrigerator, any one of your multitude of addictions that overwhelm you, that rob you of your power. When you're emotionally addicted, you are powerless. You're going to spend a great deal of your time controlling the control that keeps you out of control. Addicts always want a little more. Unfortunately, a large percent of any culture, any team that you are in the process of building, collaborating with, or creating, a large percent of your team will be powerless. They reside on people telling them what to do. They do not have emotional discipline. They are not self-directed. They have to be redirected, and they can exhaust you if you let them exhaust you. But you must not give them power. When you take on someone else's results, you start to give away your power. You're setting yourself up to be disappointed. But when you stand in your power, that means you stand in your belief. You're autonomous. You're objective. You're not overwhelming yourself with possibilities and probabilities that have not happened. What's going to tend to overwhelm you and keep you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings is the story you give yourself based on anxiety in a future event and the story you hold on to from your past events. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your story, then you can separate your feelings from the events. Now you can access your power. Your power is your emotional etheric energy. It does not reside in your left brain or the neocortex of your brain. Your power is a direct reflection of the longest nerve in your body, the vagus nerve, which connects with on the back of your brain, goes around your neck, wraps around your hip, and ends up underneath your stomach, which means it's connected to your gut. Hence the term gut feeling. It's the direct connection between the vagus nerve and your gut feeling, which is your intuition, i.e. your trust. When you begin to trust yourself and can trust others without anxiety about an outcome, then you start to live in your power. But if you are powerless because of stories you tell yourself, events you hold on to, then you'll have a very low vibrational energy. That type of energy means you're going to transmit your feelings from anxiety, doubt, and fear. And when you live in that type of emotional vibration, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself that does not require any success, any habits, or any skills is self-esteem. Self-esteem is permission-based. It has nothing to do with the results you created yesterday or the anxiety you hold tomorrow. Self-esteem is about how you feel about yourself. Confidence is how you feel about something. You can be confident and competent in a job. You can be competent in a business even and have confidence in a business. But if you don't have self-esteem, you'll eventually sabotage your results. You'll attract your reality, violators and perpetrators, and other people of low energy because of your lack of power to your reality, so you can feel powerless. As you begin to access your power is your source. That's your source of energy, your your inspiration. And as you become and stay inspired, it gives you a different level of energy. Motivation is not power. Motivation is a component of power, but motivation is not the power you require to stay inspired. Motivation is the energy that you will gain from an event, the energy you will gain from going to a workshop, a rally. You can be motivated, jacked sideways. You can be going through the roof. You can do any of these multitude of situations in those feelings, but that type of energy burns off. The type of power that you require is a very consistent, steady, methodical type of power that lasts a long time. It's the kind of power that you can produce results in 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hours a day because you understand the task at hand. In that type of power, you do not get tired because in that kind of energy, it's an effortless type of energy. The clock moves very fast in that type of energy. It does not drag on. It is not slow. It's not avoidance energy. It's inspirational energy. In that type of power, you oftentimes don't even understand or remember. You don't look at the clock. You don't always know what time it is. You pay more attention to the sun going down. It's oftentimes dawn until dusk. That doesn't mean you're a workaholic. It means you're inspired. You're inspired to live. Every day of your life is a new gift. It's 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes. In this type of power, time flies by. A day, a week, a month, a quarter, 90 days, 6 months, 3/4 of a year, and that's all she wrote, baby, because 2016's in the book, and you're inspired for 2017. You're not wanting to get 2016 over. You want to take it to the finish line. Many people are already looking forward to 2017 because they've already dictated that 2016 was an off year, a bad year, a year of starting over, a year of the reaper, whatever the situation that most people do who are powerless. But if you are in your power, you're in the minority. If you are powerless, then you're the majority. That's what most people do, and then they rely on other people to tell them what to do. These are employees. Not all employees are like this, but a large percent of them. They require people to direct them. But if you're self-directed, you have habits that are inspired. If you're in the game, if you're in the present, if you're in the now, and most importantly, if you're in the now and you know what you know, and you don't doubt what you don't know, then you are in your power. And in power, you have exceptional reflexes. There's no thinking in power because you are the power. You have the power to create. When you're powerless, you have the power to destroy. When you're in belief, you're in certainty. When you're in doubt, you're in uncertainty. When you're in uncertainty, you're powerless. You doubt your decisions. You doubt what's going to happen. You spend a great deal of your time overwhelmed. You find other people to single out to make wrong or make right. You find reasons to avoid the situation that will put you in the land of promise. But when you listen to the other cattle and sheep that are in the barnyard, in the pasture, and they're asking you to come back here because they are threatened that you might actually go into the jungle, stay in the jungle long enough. But when you go back into the cow pasture, then you're a COJ, a casualty of the jungle. But when you stay in the jungle long enough to learn jungle skills, then you can find the land of paradise. And when you're in the jungle is when you must access your power. When you're in the jungle is not when you get scared. That's when you must find your power. You must find your source. You must find your inspiration. You must find your way. You must find your North Star. You must be able to sweat at the temples, your low back, underneath your arms. You must have that kind of energy. You must be transmuting that kind of energy, that power, that source, that access that you require to be the person you know you're capable of. You must be able to find your dignity and your pride and power. That's right. You must find your pain in that power. There's a place that you don't want it so bad, but you want it so good that you know that you deserve it. You know that you're capable of it. And you will sell off everything you own just to play the game. And when you come from that kind of power, then you cease having attachment to possessions. You're not concerned with what you'll lose. You're more concerned with how you're going to stay in the game long enough to master your skills. When you come from that kind of power, your attractor factor changes because people begin to believe your sense of certainty. Then they don't ask you how much money you haven't made, how much money you have made. They don't bring up the pyramid question. They don't ask you the questions that you get when you have no power. You will attract to your reality like-minded non-success seekers who live in doubt, who ask you the dumb freaking questions that you pray not to get because you're overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed in anxiety, you will find people who are passive-aggressive. You will find the people who will invalidate you. You will find the people who will de-edify you. You will attract your reality, the conflict that you require to fulfill your conflict consciousness. That's what happens when you have no power. When you're an addicted over-obligator, when you're a chronic avoider, when you are a codependent, then you will attract the kind of people that will fulfill your past events. When you let go of your anxiety and start to live in power, you will fulfill your destiny by the person you become and the people you attract. And it only takes a few. It only takes a few to create a championship team. It only creates a few to rank advance. It only requires a few to change the course and direction of where you're going. You have to look to the North Star. You have to look to the light. You have to stop looking at the darkness. You have to check your language at style. You have to check your language at the door. A large percent of your language style is going to be based on the events that shaped your feelings. When you hold on to a feelings of abandonment, neglect, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, violations, perpetrators, and these type of energies, then you'll continue to attract that type of situation to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem, to fulfill your lack of power. Power does not require force. When you are powerless, then you become the counterforce to the to the people who will end up putting you in a position to be their force. When you are powerless, then that relegates you to people who will violate you. They'll be passive-aggressive. They'll ask you questions. They'll put you in a position you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you out of control, as you stop telling yourself how bad the situation is, as you let go of the pressure that is not real, when you look up on the ceiling and you tell yourself, I'm under a lot of pressure, and you realize there's nothing there, then you begin to let go of some of the stories that you tell yourself. You have to be able to tap into the inner voice, the voice of change. The best time for you to change is now. Now, you begin with the spoken word. Words are law. Words do not return void. What does that mean? It means that what a man speak or what a woman attract to their reality. As you begin to change your sentence structure, insert different series of words, start to use affirmations, declarations, and start to change your spoken word, you start to adapt your writing and speaking style. You start to become skilled at articulating your feelings into words. You start to use social media and other means of communication to be able to convey a message of power rather than a message of weakness. But when you say to yourself, I'm not good at writing, I can't put myself out there, well, what does that really mean? It means that you have such low self-esteem that you give your power away. And it gives you an opportunity to rebel, avoid, be a chronic starter, not a finisher. It gives you a reason to go to a seminar, a workshop, a rally, and you go to these workshops, rallies, and conventions. You become a seminar junkie. You become a shelf-help superstar. You never really access your power. You access your left brain. You continue to get ready to get ready. It's going to be a mythical, magical moment when that one superstar shows up on your doorstep. There's going to be a day when all of a sudden you're going to change your whole direction of your life. It's way out there in the future, and you're big deal chasing. You've got all these big dreams. You've got your dream board together, and oh my God, you're preparing to prepare. You're getting ready to get ready. You're getting overwhelmed to get overwhelmed because one day, mythically, magically, it's all going to change for you. That's never going to happen that way. What's going to change is you're going to change by creating a few simple, subtle decisions, one decision at a time, one day at a time, one week at a time, one month, one quarter, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year. That is what is required of you. What is required of you is to put together a plan, a real plan, not a game plan, not a 90-day game plan, a one-day plan. Success is based on this one key principle in any endeavor. If you're going to let go of an addiction, it's one day at a time. How do I stop drinking? By stop drinking today. How do I stop eating? I binged last night. You stop eating by stopping eating. You get real clear on the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. You start to use this word. It starts to become part of your vocabulary, accountable. You start to insert the word commit. Instead of continuing to tell yourself what you need to do, you commit to do it. You commit today. These are the words that access power. You start to use words of power, absolutely, unequivocally. Yes, I will not be denied. I commit. I'm committed. I'm committed to the outcome I seek. I can commit to that. When you are committed, it changes your brain chemistry. But when you use words that are weak, try, like to, hope, maybe, give it a shot, when you use these words, try, tomorrow is really yesterday, you attract, magnetize, and polarize to your reality other like-minded codependents who have low energy that you will show up in your reality to fulfill your disappointment. You will also attract passive-aggressive personalities who will confront you to put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself. That's what happens when you give away your power. When you grow up with people who are passive-aggressive and they use guilt to control you, and they use guilt to tell you you can't move out of the state, you can't take your children who, that's mythically, magically, become their children, you can't move across town, you can't move to the other side of the state, you can't move to Florida, California, Texas, Arizona, you can't take a trip because you're taking their children away from them. When you let these type of people control your control, as you're out of control, then you're controlling being out of control in their control. And in that overwhelmed state, you can't make a decision if your life depends on it. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. They get guilted into submission. That submissive guilt that people use to control you then creates resentment. Then you use guilt and resentment to justify being powerless. And when you're powerless, then you'll stuff your feelings with food, multitude of other situations. But food's the easiest drug of choice because you can walk right up to your refrigerator that's filled with the GMOs, the trans fats, and all the other situations that you buy and perpetuate to fulfill your low self-esteem to justify being powerless. Now, when you have courage, a quality that never goes out of fashion, when you access the four-letter word guts, when you have dignity, when you have pride, when you have a why bigger than your problem, then the game beginning to change. But you also have to take a look at the people around you. The people around you are going to be a direct reflection of your energy. And so you have to ask yourself, are these the kind of people that I want in my life? And that means you have to make decisions. And sometimes those decisions about friends, family, people you grew up with, you have to learn to let people go who are continuing to violate you, de-edify you, talk behind your back, talk smack, say things about you. And you don't ever want to succeed to show anyone up. That's a hollow victory, because the people you think they're going to acknowledge you when you're successful will have a bigger story and a bigger lie about you, because they don't believe you're going to keep it anyway. You don't ever succeed to show someone up. You don't ever succeed to prove someone wrong. You succeed because you deserve it. You succeed because you're committed to it. You succeed because you have a goal bigger than your problem. You succeed because your why makes you cry. You succeed because you're committed to it. You succeed because you want to live a good life without having to validate, justify, and explain to someone else. You have to get your priorities in order. You have to understand this. And if you continue to give your power away, then you're going to give your success away. You're going to give your results away. And unfortunately, that's what a large percent of the population does. During, before, or after tonight's call, before you rest tonight, get very clear on what you want to accomplish by the end of tomorrow. Be very clear on what you commit to accomplish by the end of this week. That would be Saturday by midnight. Be very clear what you will accomplish by the end of this month. That would be Friday. That would be the end of the era of September. October 1st is this Saturday. Be very clear what you can commit to by the end of October. Be crystal clear with what you can commit to, follow through on, and accomplish by the end of 2016, the end of an era, the death of 2016. Be exceptionally clear. Have a daily method that you can commit to. Dedicate blocks of time to honing your craft. Let go of the story you tell yourself about asking, deserving. Let go of the anxiety you have about prospecting, closing sales, asking for commitments. So many people spend so much time in their head, overwhelming themselves with stories about what friends and family are going to think. Well, who are these people? That's right. Who are these people that you give power to? I ask my clients this. I ask at least four or five clients today, who are these people? Well, they're my friends and family. Name one. And I would provoke someone to actually name one of these people. And I ask them, what do they do for a career? Oh, they're a dog catcher. They're a janitor. They're a blue-collar employee. These are all noble professions. But what does it mean when you give power to someone who, number one, isn't even an entrepreneur, never owned a business, doesn't know – doesn't know their ass from third base when it comes to being the CEO of a corporation. They don't have an EIN number. They've never filed a tax return or had a 1099 as an employee. Why would you listen to these people? Oh, I forgot, you give your power away to these people. Unfortunately, that's what a large percent of the population does, is they listen to people in their same level of energy. You have to raise your vibration, raise your energy, raise the stakes, raise the game. You have to get in the game. You have to G-I-G. Are you going to produce or procrastinate? One gives your power away. One is power. When you're productive, when you're results-oriented, when you're success-driven, when you're about the habits of a successful millionaire, when you are committed to honing your craft, when you will pay the price, when your ass is in the chair, meaning a dedicated block of time and a dedicated space to produce, when you can come from that, when you have ants in your pants, the Spilkas, and all these other stories that you tell yourself, then you can't decide and commit. When you tell yourself you need to commit, that's a contradiction. There's no needing to commit. Either commit or don't. Committing is black and white in a very gray world. The world is very gray, but you either commit or you're not committed, and that's really how it is. If you don't go to the events, the conventions, the rallies, well, then you're not really committed. But even then, if you go to the events, rallies, and conventions and don't come back on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday and produce, then what you had was a good time. You went and you got motivated. But if you come back inspired, you don't come back on fire. You come back to produce. Unfortunately, what many people do is they come back from an event and they're jacked sideways. Oh, my God, that was the best event I've ever attended. Well, it probably was, but here's what you have to do with it. JFP, just, you know what, produce. You have to produce. That's what you get paid for. You don't get paid for getting motivated. You get paid for results. Unfortunately, someone will write that down. You don't get paid for getting motivated. You get paid for results. Someone will repost that on my Facebook page tonight. I've said that a million times. You do not get paid for motivation. You get paid for results. Action is paramount. That's what power is. Action is power. Avoidance is giving your power away. Procrastination is being powerless. You can't possibly succeed by avoiding. You also can't let go of addiction and denial. And this is what so many people do. They live in denial and they avoid. And they think that magically, mythically, something's going to happen at one of these events they go to. The success fairy is going to touch light down on their shoulder. Tinkerbell's going to show up. The success fairy is going to put money under your pillow one night. There's going to be a lucky $20 gold piece left under your pillow, and you're going to be able to rub it, and voila, all of a sudden you're going to become successful. It doesn't happen like that. You have to learn to do this. Toil laboriously till the midnight hour. What does that mean? It means PTP, pay the price. The price must be paid. Success never happens without the price. The price will always get paid by the law of the few who are willing to pay the price. People ask me, what separates you from the average? Well, first of all, I never set out to be average. When someone asks me, what do average people make in this thing? Average people don't make dick. Average people don't make it in our world. You have to either accept or your average. And you know, once again, this is one of these situations that in a gray world is black and white. If you're average, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you're exceptional, it's a different kind of sweat that comes out of your body. It's a different kind of energy that you begin to permeate. It's a different kind of feeling that you bring to the game. It's a bring it on energy. In that kind of power, you will not be denied. And see, in that kind of power, the water parts. The people are going to come up, walk up to you and ask you a dumb question. They start to feel your energy, and they know that they're not going to get anywhere with that dumb question. They're going to go ask someone else who's powerless. But when you bring power to the game, it neutralizes force. But when you try to force yourself to do something, then you attract other people who become your counterforce or someone in force to fulfill your counterforce. Force is when you spend a lot of time in your head to try and force yourself to do situations. And then you get so overwhelmed trying to force yourself to do a situation that you put it off till tomorrow because you get exhausted in that kind of force. But when you relax in power, power is a long-lasting energy that requires no fuel because you are the fuel. You don't have to gas up when you're inspired because you're inspired. People ask me frequently, what do you do to get out of bed? Well, I put my foot on the floor. I mean, this is the dumbest question I've ever heard. I mean, I put my foot on the floor, and I get up and I make a cup of coffee. That's what I do the first situation in the morning. Within a very few minutes, I'm in my home gym doing what I do every day that I'm home, exercising. exercising. I have a very relaxed 20 to 25 minute routine that I do 4 to 5 days a week from my home. The other 2 days, I have a routine that I adapt and adjust whenever I'm traveling. When you live in routines, when you have a system, you enhance the law of averages of attracting other systemized, organized success seekers who are detail conscious. But when you're overwhelmed, you'll never master the moving parts of success. When you live in organized drama and organized chaos, and then you live in chaos and chaos and drama, when you live in that type of situation, it hinders your ability to master the moving parts of success. When you live in that kind of overwhelmed, your body secretes a neurochemical that's an adrenaline, a steroid, that eventually becomes cortisol. You stay in fight or flight, checked out, overwhelmed, never getting on the path to success. What you do is you stay in the path to failure. When that path to failure, it leads you to ruin. When you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, when you are so done with this, when you are tired of being overwhelmed, when you can actually commit to one day at a time, and you stop telling yourself how big it is, when you continue to edify how big and bad a situation you is, you've overwhelmed yourself so you can justify being disappointed, avoiding responsibility. A great deal of America, Canada, Australia, that enter into free enterprise spend a great deal of their time getting ready to get ready. They spend a great deal of their time getting trained and educated, which is, there is value in education and training, but the real value comes from the application of the training and the knowledge, applied knowledge to create a result. When you come from that kind of integrity and that kind of power, then you're in the process of change. But when you avoid change because you can't control it, then what you do control is being disappointed. As you let go of the control that keeps you disappointed, step to the plate and embrace change, embrace the process, then you start to live in your power. That becomes a new reflex, the reflex of success. The repetition and experience of being and staying successful one day at a time is what allows you to neutralize your emotional feelings that led to your addictions. As you let go of force and let go of being the counterforce to other people's force, now you live in your power. And in your power, it's a different kind of relaxed energy. It's not an exhaustive energy. That's why people who have power and access power are highly productive, and they can also rest on command. This is not a workaholic. Many people misconstrue people who are highly productive, and they get labeled as workaholics when they're not, and they're not addicted to success. Being addicted to success is addicted to success. That's another addiction. Why would you want to be addicted to success? And even when you're addicted to success, I've heard people say, well, it's a healthy addiction. It is not. Because when you're addicted to success, it's your identity. If you ever lose your success, then you have no identity. And when you go up and down at times, that's going to happen, then you have no identity. Your identity is based on you. And when you're in your power, then you are you and you are free. You can adapt and adjust. A business can come and go. You can lose a possession here or there, and you don't get overwhelmed by it, because everything is transitory. When you live in that kind of world, when you live in no attachment and you don't get attached to the outcome, you don't get attached to people, even though that sounds contradictory, because definitely you're going to get attached as you create friends and create teammates, but it means that you're not trying to control the outcome by giving your power away. You're not trying to control them by being codependent and creating dependence. You're not trying to manipulate the system or the pay plan. When you cheat the system and cheat the pay plans, whatever businesses you're in, you're giving your power away karmically. You're going to reap exactly what you sow. This is why you want to learn to live this way, rigorously honest. And sometimes you have to bite your tongue. As a recovering liar myself, someone who couldn't understand fact from fiction, and I would tell people what they wanted to hear, and especially I'd tell myself what I wanted to hear, I would spend a great deal of my time lying to myself about what I could and couldn't commit to. I'd get so overwhelmed that I'd give my power away. And once I give my power away, then I'd have an excuse to relapse. And unfortunately, that is what happens to the chronic relapser who has no power. The chronic relapser is the person who tells himself a set of lies about what they're going to do. The chronic relapser is always putting situations off. The chronic relapser lives in an overwhelmed state, disorganized, disheveled. The chronic relapser is always going to start tomorrow. The chronic relapser is constantly getting ready to get ready. The chronic relapser hides foods, hides wrappers. Chronic relapser is a chronic debtor. And unfortunately, this is where a lot of society is. Now, if you decided to step up to the plate and you're embracing change, well, welcome to the big leagues. Because in the big leagues, you can get compensated like a big league player. This is the big time. You can achieve what the free market will bear, but you have to master the moving parts of your emotional state and the moving parts of a business. And you have to not let other people rob you of your power. If you're in one of those relationships that someone's threatened, you have to access your power. You have to ask yourself, you know, what is this relationship really about? You have to get really clear on who you are in that situation. Does that mean you have to make a decision? Maybe not tonight, but eventually you'll have to. You have to make a decision about what's best for you in your power. But when you use guilt, or you are guilted by someone else, and they use guilt to control you, then that fulfills your guilt and your resentment as you give your power away. When you start to get on the page with someone, a mentor, someone that you can model yourself after, a coach, when you start to find someone that's in the law of alignment with you, when you start to attract to your reality like-minded groups that you can create a culture with, when you start to join a team, an organization, a company that has that kind of inner juice that you're looking for, that has that spirituality, is that culture you're looking for? Well, there are going to be people in your circle of influence that are threatened by that. They're going to tell you you joined a cult. They're going to tell you you joined a pyramid. They're going to tell you what you're doing is strange. It's odd, and we don't like the new you. They're going to tell you that to grow up and get real and stop chasing rainbows. They're going to do everything in their power to take away your power. And if you let them take your power, now you're powerless. Now you're back to where you were when you started. You're the counterforce to other people's force. When you let go of that kind of anxiety, see, force requires a counterforce. When you encounter other people who are passive-aggressive, who are controlling, they require to take your energy from you. These are emotional and spiritual vampires. These people tend to tell you what you're not going to be good at. They want to rob you of your energy. They want to dethrone you. They want to tell you to grow up, get real, and stop chasing rainbows. These are the type of people who find the flaws in brilliance. These are the type of people who will talk you out of your opportunity to be wealthy, to be free, to be spiritual, to be enlightened, any multitude of situation, because this type of force requires an outside force called counterforce. And in that counterforce, if you're one of these people that's been in counterforce, what it means is you've been guilted into submission. You let other people use guilt to control you that robs you of your energy, then oftentimes you will sabotage your success to justify your failure. You'll get going, you'll get close to the finish line, then you get overwhelmed about how you're going to pull it off, how you're going to keep it, how you're going to hold on to it, and you get so overwhelmed being overwhelmed that you shut down and you relapse. But as you start to embrace the process of change, as you start to adapt and adjust with ease, as you let go of your anxieties, you start to live in your power, you start to create a different level of awareness. And in this type of awareness, you begin to transcend consciousness. You virtually can create, in this type of energy, a quantum leap, some greater than whole of parts. This is not a phenomenon, and it's not phenomenal, it's science. There's a science of change. Once you understand the inner game of change, once you understand the science of attraction, you will stop trying to figure out the law of attraction. There are laws of attraction, but there's also a science to it. When you begin to let go of your anxiety, when you start to move into a place called faith, when you let go of your doubt, and you move into awareness, your energy changes. And it's not something you try to control. There is no control of awareness. Awareness is awareness. And as you're consciously aware, raising your consciousness, meaning you raise your awareness, as you let go of the stories you tell, as you stop stuffing your feelings, as you start to be and stay present, as you start to silence your inner critic, you let go of judgment of yourself and others. You're not as critical of yourself or others. You stop finding the flaws and you look for the solutions. You live for results. When you start to be the action required to maintain your power, you start to develop a new set of reflexes. Through repetition and experience, you create a term called auto-suggestion. In that auto-suggestion, you begin to change your brain chemistry. You live less in the neocortex of your brain. You give less power to events that don't serve you. You give less power to people who criticize you. And as you let go of the people who criticize you, they stop criticizing you because they don't get your power. When you start to neutralize force with power, then your power will stand alone. It does not require an outside source to be power. And in power, when people start to sense your power, then they don't put you in a position to validate, justify yourself, because they know they can't get your energy from you. This explains the reason why people begin to show up. People begin to show up because you've accessed your power. You're now living in awareness, love, joy, bliss, and one of the highest levels of relaxation, enlightenment. As you begin to relax in your body, as you're one with, as you're innate, then you're not giving your power away. When you're no longer controlled by people who use guilt to control you, then you can't be controlled any longer. And when you let the cards fall, the curtain close, and see, you're never going to leave anyone behind. You don't leave anyone behind. They choose to stay there. Anyone that wants to can go on this journey with you, but most people find excuses to give their power away because they don't know how they're going to control success. They don't know how they're going to handle it. They don't know what it's like to be out of the sheep pen or the cattle pen. All they know is the jungle's dangerous. They're not going to enter into jungle warfare. They're not going to enter into the rules of engagement in the jungle. They're going to stay where it's safe and secure. They're going to tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at their grave safely, giving away their greatest gift, their power. But when you know you're different. You know that you're unique. You know that you're special. You know that there's more to it than you've really started to access. You know that you know that you know. And now that you know, you stop doubting. And in that no that you now know, you stop giving yourself the same stories that you've been telling yourself. You step to the plate. You stop blaming other people for where you are in a pay plan. You stop giving power to the position that you're in. You stop whining and complaining. You start claiming your power. You don't find ways to complain about your upline, your downline, your sales manager, your boss, your significant other. You're in power. You claim your power. You take advantage of the situation that you're in. It's called here and now. You stop giving away. You stop telling yourself stories, and you focus on results. Action is paramount. I don't know where to start. When you don't know where to start, you have no power. That means you're going to spend the rest of your day being overwhelmed. When you do know where to start, when you do know what to do, when you do know why you do what you do, when you let go of why you do what you do, now you're in a place called action. And in this kind of action, you don't spend as much time being overwhelmed in your head about how you're going to control what hasn't happened. When you start to master the reflexes of asking a question, when you become very skilled at interviewing people and qualifying them for your time, when you start to look for people's problems and provide a solution, the game changes. Now you're in your power. But when you're worried about what someone's going to ask you, when you're worried about getting in trouble, making a mistake, being judged, what your homies, your friends, and your family are going to say to you, you have no power. You're going to create the very situation to fulfill your lack of low esteem so you can feel overwhelmed. When you live in that space, you are powerless. But as you begin to be power, empower, empowerful, empower others, empowering others means you're able to impart your wisdom. You're able to lead by example. You're able to be a mentor and the leader that people are looking for. But when you have anxiety about leading, you have anxiety about people failing, you have no power. You've given your power away. These are the stories you tell yourself to justify your disappointment and your addictions. When you're disappointed, you now have all the reasons you require to relapse. And once you relapse, you can have instant gratification that the brain creates, the placebo effect. You'll find food, drugs, alcohol, compulsive spending, gambling, debting, whatever your drug of choice is to fulfill your placebo effect, so you can feel that high-low and you can feel that low-dull. That dull that you get, that's the brain that creates a placebo effect. It's very similar to sex energy, but it creates a pleasure for pain syndrome, meaning you get instant gratification for right here, right now. You get to feel the dopamine release, and the cortisol low. You go from a high to a low, and that high is a dopamine release to a low, which is a cortisol release, and then it's pleasure for pain, instant gratification. Now you've fulfilled your chemical addiction to being disappointed. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that created your disappointment, when you let go of the guilty perpetrators that use guilt to control you, when you no longer answer a series of questions that don't merit your time, when you don't validate, justify, and explain yourself, when you're able to stop criticizing yourself and judging yourself. If you ever spend any time with me, you would hear I never judge myself, never, and I don't criticize myself. I am objective. I'm able to apologize without an excuse. I do make mistakes, but I don't get overwhelmed about mistakes. I adapt and adjust quickly. I own the mistakes and start to adapt and adjust quickly and move immediately into a result. I will relapse occasionally emotionally for a few seconds, but I don't stay in that energy for very long. I constantly look for ways to overcome the problems by living in the solution. At one point in my career, I had $1.5 million worth of real estate debt. In 7 months, I'll be free of all liability debts. I once had $100,000 of credit card debt. In 11 months and 17 days, I was free of that debt because I was willing to pay the price. I spent a great deal of my time in a very small apartment back in 1996 at a table that I called the desk. I called leads relentlessly throughout the day, scheduled appointment, closed sales, and started to create a culture. Nothing happened overnight. But the third month in that business, something magical happened. I started to attract to my reality quality, like-minded partners that I've been seeking for about 6 years. They showed up in about a nine-month period. That was the nucleus for my first seven-figure year, which happened the next year, all because of paying the price, being emotionally disciplined, being able to set in a stationary place and master an emotional skill coupled with asking a series of questions in a sequence, being able to monetize that process. Now, you could do that because every one of you at least have access to a system. Every one of you have access to company tools. You don't have to be a superstar to create results like one, but you have to have exceptional habits. Your habits will make or break you. But if you're not willing to pay the price, are overwhelmed, have bad habits, live in absolute chaos and drama, and live in this state, then there's a high probability you'll keep telling yourself it's so big. It's only as big as the story you tell. When the story's not big and you don't tell the story, then it's no longer the albatross that you create. When you're able to break down to your reality situations and events for what they are, you no longer hold on to feelings that don't serve you. You're able to move into your power. You're able to access your power and be power. Your voice changes. 38% of how we connect with people is the tone of our voice. 7% of how we connect with people is our words. 55% is our energy. So it would stand to reason that your tone and your energy are very important components when it comes to power. And the more power that you access, the more power that you possess. And when you start to use your power for commonalities, for people you can collaborate with, when you can access that power to assist people with their higher good. See, people also seek power to do things that are unscrupulous. They do things that are bad. They do things that aren't healthy. Unfortunately, that type of karma will not get you to the land of paradise or the land of promise. But as you start to live a life of objectivity, when you become rigorously honest with yourself, when you know why you do what you do, when you understand the cause that created the effect of your anxieties and addictions, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your addictions. As you begin to let go of your feelings that don't serve you, as you begin to let go of people and situations that no longer empower you, as you begin to live empowerment, teach empowerment, and be able to attract other like-minded empowerment seekers, then you will start to create the compounded effect. In any business, this can and will happen as you apply these basic, simple principles. Number one, you must have a daily game plan broken down into segmented hours. You must have more leads than you have time if you're in any sales business. You must become exceptional at creating leads. The word was exceptional. Leads are not a how-to. Leads are experimented ways to create leads. You must be creative and innovative. But you'd also have to learn to be attentive, meaning you'd look at magazine ads. You'd look at billboard ads. You'd listen to ads on the radio. You'd hear ads in your computer, on your laptop, and your cell phones, when you listen to songs. You become attentive because the advertising world seeks to attract your attention through persuasion techniques and skills so that you buy their products unconsciously. Now, as you begin to understand that that's part of the game, to be able to create a relaxed state so you can collaborate people, so you can teach them buying habits and behaviors, understand their buying habits and behaviors. When you become skilled at changing behaviors, the conditioned behaviors that don't serve mankind and other people, you become that kind of catalyst, then you become the leader that people are looking for. And in that type of leadership style, that leadership ability, you'll attract to reality people of much higher calibration and much higher energy who are like-minded and seek more of what you seek in a higher law of average. When you become that skilled and that good, then you are power. In power, you stand alone, not meaning you're a loner, but your power does not get affected by other people's force. It means that you are powerful in a non-linear and a non-physical way. It means that your energy is powerful, your charisma is powerful. The sex energy that you transmute permeates you. That you are power. That means you can walk into a room and command it without any arrogance, without any conceited, or without being conceited. It means you have such a command of your body and such a command of your limbic brain that you're one with. And there's no separation between you and source. To your reality, you'll attract content that you'll be able to disseminate without having to break down and understand how you received. When you become a receiver and you really start to embrace the fact that you deserve to receive, then you will stop telling yourself stories about how uncomfortable it is. You'll stop telling yourself stories about what your friends and family are going to think. There may be a few families that want a handout, but overall, most people aren't going to give you a lot of energy for succeeding, because quite frankly, they don't care. It's the people in your circle of influence that you've started to network with, that you've started to collaborate with in the last 2, 3, 4 years that become some of your best friends of your life. Oftentimes, you can become closer to people that are your friends that you build a business with than you will some of your family members, because typically you won't receive the same kind of criticism for having the courage to stand the gaff and do what most people won't so you can have what most people don't. When you have that kind of courage, equality, it never goes out of fashion, a quality that's very enticing and intoxicating, when you have that kind of courage, then there's always a market for it. As you begin to let go of your stories about an outcome that hasn't happened, I'm not good at cold calling. Well, first of all, you're not calling anyone that's cold unless you're calling them and they're outside. You're calling to see if they qualify for your time. You qualify people for your time by asking them a series of questions without being intimidated. If you live in the intimidated factor, then you're going to give your power away. You won't be able to access it. So when you let go of intimidation, when you let go of abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, when you let go of guilt and shame and you begin to forgive yourself and others who may have hurt or traumatized you, your energy begins to shift and change. And in that kind of energy, now you're in power. In that kind of power, you'll attract your reality at a higher law of average, more like-minded success seekers who seek what you have to offer. When you live in that kind of space, then you unequivocally have become an attractor factor. You're attracting to your reality frequently people you can collaborate with. This could come from multiple projects. These people could be available for certain businesses, and that's a sign, a tell, and a clue on the journey is that your attractor factor has changed. People come up to you. They walk up to you. They introduce themselves. They sit down next to you because you have become so warm in your energy that people want what you have. And when you come from that kind of power, then you will not be denied. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I just recently passed my 19th anniversary of hosting this call. This call originally was in the early afternoon, and within a very short period of time, I moved it to the evening, 7:30, where it's been for the last 19-plus years. I've had many exceptional people on this call. This call was recorded tonight, is available on playback tomorrow on Podomatic. You can also access it directly off my Facebook page. It goes out around noon Eastern Standard Time. Once again, anyone that wants to take advantage of my 15 minutes of coaching, feel free to call me or message me in Facebook. This call is officially a call. Next Tuesday night, I will have Susan Sly, October 18th, Dr. Joe DeSpenza. I want to thank all of you for being on tonight's call. You have an outstanding evening.